On Saturday, Burlington's Fletcher Free Library held its annual Dewey Day Parade, in which a 10-foot puppet of Dewey is marched up and down Church Street. We caught up with Dewey Day organizer Frank Gonzalez, an artist and educator who made the Dewey puppet out of paper mache and rolled up newspaper tubes. Before the parade, Frank worked with local kids on crafting paper masks in the library's local history room. Frank is a big John Dewey enthusiast, maybe one of the biggest, and he traces his admiration of the man to his time in an elementary school program inspired by Dewey's teachings when he was growing up in California.
I'm Frank Gonzalez. Well, first I have to say that I was born and raised in Pasadena, California, and I was placed in a John Dewey program for 3 years, and I didn't know how much it affected me until I began to work with children. He brought the idea that we are all individuals uniquely. We are born, and that education should be to develop that uniqueness. And this way, we respect the differences in each other, and we can learn from each other. And all these wars that we've been through and still are into, they haven't learned that. And that's why it's important that children in preschool learn that and carry it with them for the rest of their lives. Of course, when I discovered that John Dewey was born here in Burlington, I thought, whoa, I've got to find out about this man. So I went where he was born, began to read his works, and I thought, I owe you, John Dewey. So I thought we should do a parade. Because even today, you mention the name Dewey, and people say, oh, yeah, the decimal Dewey. Well, he also left a legacy, but that's Melville Dewey. So I'm going to keep beating the drum because so many people still don't know the importance of his legacy. This is John Dewey, made with rolled-up newspapers, like these that I have in my hand. I was in the Army during the war, and after that, I was so sick and tired of what was happening with McCarthyism and the Cold War and so forth, so I thought, I'm getting out of here. And I thought I'd go to Brazil, but I only got as far as Mexico. And there I married and had two sons and made a lot of discoveries there. And that's where I got the idea of rolling up newspapers into tubes when I taught architectural design at the university. And I was amazed at how strong you could make them. And that's, he could be worn, actually. You wear them on your shoulders, and we would see your feet barely there. This would have a section cut out so you could see where you're going. And then there'd be people attached, one with each arm, and a pole so they could lift it up and he could wave as we walked in the parade. Well, I was in the Army for 3 years, and I learned a lot from that. And when I came back, I thought, we have to beat the drum and help people understand that they are unique and they have creative juices inside that they could allow to be free.